time for the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk on MSO New Sports, bringing you the latest in high school sports news from the Merrimack Valley in southern New Hampshire. The Sports Desk is produced by Kelly Media and brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, the Sylvan Street Grill. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill and Cranny Self Storage in Danvers. And now your host, Dom Nicastro.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dom Nicastro here. How's it going, everybody? We're here every week on MSRNewsSports.com. Thanks for tuning into the podcast. Big show today. The Ricka football coach, Dwayne Sigsbury, is going to be talking to us after the break. They're undefeated going into a big last couple of weeks. They're playing the Andovers, North Andover and Andover, starting with North Andover this week. Now, great stuff going on. And speaking of Andover, man, some impressive win for Andover field hockey. This is the Division I runner-up champ versus the Division II runner-up champ. 2-0 win for Andover beating Uxbridge. Love it. Great non-leaguer there. Bella Di Fiore, according to the Google Tribune, had a goal and an assist in the win. And what a win it is for the program that continues to do well year after year. Andover field hockey, an absolute powerhouse. So let's take a break and get right into our one and only guest of the day. It's going to be Bill Ricka football coach Dwayne Sigsbury after the break.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
All the appetizers to get your taste buds going, like sliders, quesadillas, wraps, and burgers. Specialties like tropical grilled salmon, fajitas, turkey tips, steaks, ribs, pasta, seafood, kids' meals. And did we mention 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games? There's going out, and then there's Sylvan Street Grill, the best place to go on the North Shore in Peabody and Salt. Salisbury.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk here with our one and only guest. It's going to be Dwayne Sigsbury, repeat guest, the Ricka football head coach. What's going on, coach?
Hey, how you doing, pal? How you doing?
Good, good, good. Bill Ricka, the opposite Patriots team right now. Everything's going well.
Exactly, right?
Yeah, 6-0. We're moving along here. The regular season is, you know, three quarters of the way's done. That's crazy. 2 weeks left to go. Let's start with the most recent win. Win number six, 23-13 over Methuen, you know, who's a Division I, you know, contender. I mean, they're right up there, and they are you know, had a huge win last season's postseason, you know, over the number one seed in the state. So a lot of things going well for them. How did you get it done?
Yeah, we just, you know, we played, you know, complimentary football. We did a great job in all three phases. And, you know, they're a very, very good football team. They have a lot of good players. They have size, they have speed. And, you know, we do too. It was kind of like a heavyweight fight. It was, you know, everybody was throwing haymakers and, yeah. I think we just threw a couple more than they did.
Yeah. And I think down 10-0, you know, in the second quarter, was that the biggest lead, a biggest deficit you guys have faced this year?
Yeah, no, yeah, it definitely was. We took the first drive down to the two and didn't get in. We made a couple mistakes that we normally don't do, but we did. And, you know, then they They got up early on us, like you said, 10-0, but we were able to, you know, settle down and get back to the basics and do a good job, you know, from the midway through the second quarter on. I thought we did a great job on all three phases.
Yeah, and that's the thing with having so much success, you know, in the regular season, you're cruising along, and well, you've had some competitive games too. Not all of them have been easy, but you know, you're down by the biggest lead you've been down. And that's the first test for the boys. Like, all right, how are we going to, we have double digit deficit. How do we handle it? How do we respond? And you got your answer.
Right. It was definitely, it was great to, you know, face some adversity. We definitely, you know, got back up after we got knocked down and dusted ourselves off and went right back at it. And it was two good football teams. It was an unbelievable game to be a part of.
Yeah.
It's a different view when you're coaching the game, but then when you sit back and watch it on, you know, on huddle after the game about 10 times, you sit back and say, holy smokes, what a game that was to watch to be a fan.
Yeah. Yeah. And a lot of people in the Valley are talking about the dynamic Eason brothers, you know, Shane and Drew. And at the end of the day, you know, Drew gets his numbers there, quarterback. But at the end of the day, you're basically able to contain them. Like, how are you able to do that on defense? What stood out there?
We had a good plan to, you know, hopefully slow them down. You know, you're not going to completely shut those guys down. They're legit players, those two guys. And we did a good job of slowing them down. You know, we try to make them earn first downs. Don't give up the big play. Make them keep trying to grind it because they've scored a lot of quick ones this year. But I think, you know, we slowed them down defensively. You know, we made a change where we put a faster kid at nose guard to kind of be able to contain the quarterback run, and it worked. And we just, you know, it was hard hitting, and like we made more stops than them. That's basically what it came down to.
Yeah, and your offense, no slouch either. You know, I mean, a lot of balance there. I mean, about 200 yards rushing, and you know, Gentile throws for 131 yards. I'm citing some Eagle Tribune stats here, and yep. You know, that's pretty darn good balance in a high school football game.
Yeah, we do. We have a lot of good players, and we're able to mix it up and, you know, hopefully keep teams off balance of, you know, where we got guys lining up and who's in what spot. And so we try to be a little deceptive. And, you know, for the most part, with the exception of the Tewksbury game, we've scored a lot of points.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that because you look at the results, like 30s, and then, there's this little blip, 13-7. Yeah. What a slugfest that was. Sometimes it just happens where the defenses rule the day. Is that the case in that heck of a rivalry between Billericay and Tewksbury?
Yeah, you know, it's always going to be a battle. Brian does an unbelievable job with his program and, you know, being the size of school they are and, you know, the amount of wins and championships and that they've had over the years is amazing. But in that game, we did get two called back. So we did score a couple of the touchdowns, but, you know, that's football. You got to deal with the adversity and keep fighting. And we did, we fought back and we were able to win that game too over, you know, a real good Tewksbury team. They're really good.
Yeah, exactly. And then this week coming up, we got, is it North Andover?
Yes, North Andover.
Okay. What are you seeing out of them for challenges?
Yeah. They're a very, very good team. They're 4-2. They played everybody tough. You know, it was 21-14 against Methuen at North Andover a couple weeks ago. They're, you know, offensively, they're really dynamic. On defense, they have good team speed and they're solid on special teams. And Coach Gadinsky does an unbelievable job as well. You know, the Merrimack Valley is well coached, well scouted. The kids listen to their coaches, and that's why every week it's a dogfight. You know, look at Lawrence last week versus North Andover. Nobody gave Lawrence a chance, and it's a double overtime game. And
yeah,
just it's a battle every week. You got to be ready to play or you're going to lose.
Yeah. And then talk about the next week. I mean, if there ever were a tournament prep game, you get Andover, you know, the last team on the regular season.
Right. Andover's as good as any team there is in the league. And they had the tough loss against Methuen. Methuen had a lot of trick plays against them. And, you know, Andover's for real. I was impressed when I saw them in person against Chelmsford. And they're definitely a good football team. And, you know, we'll take care of that challenge when it comes.
Yeah, exactly. So that's how it ends up. North Andover, Andover for the final two regular season games. Have you been taking a peek? I mean, you kind of have to, right, of what's going on in Division III. You guys are way up there in the rankings. Milton and a couple other undefeated teams. So it's going to be a slugfest and a dogfight, as you well know.
Absolutely.
You kind of have to have one eye towards those teams. Are you able to do that? Are you able to get coaches and friends or whoever out to these games and, Central Mass, Western, whatever?
Right. Yeah. I think everybody does. Everybody, sends someone out to watch them and, kind of get a little bit of step ahead. But, our staff that works here right now and our players are just, totally concentrating on taking care of business and getting ready for North Andover. But, everyone's always taking peeks and seeing what the matchups could be. And, nowadays, you never know. Someone might post a game online. You can find the game online and watch it. But so they everybody's going to be well scouted and well prepared and, know every team, and you get the two games, and when you trade films with the other team, so you're at least going to have two games of film against any opponent you play in the playoffs. So it's basically going to come down to the Jimmys and Joes, not the X's and O's.
Right, exactly. Do you ever, struggle with the kids maybe getting too hyped up with rankings and who they might play, and guys, take it easy. They'll tell us at the end of the season where we're going to go. You ever walk by a huddle and hear kids like, yeah, we're ranked number two or whatever,
I think the more, I'm not sure too sure they're worried about the rankings as much as they are getting their highlight films out there.
So
I think that might be what might distract a player. And I think we do a pretty good job of, just taking care of the day, what's ahead of us, and controlling the controllables. And, the game film is going to show, the highlight films is just, anybody can make a good highlight film.
Right.
The coach wants to see a full game and see how you react to adversity and, how you are, after you make a tackle. Is he jumping up and down and taunting somebody, or is he making a tackle and back and ready for the next play? So they want to see the full game. And, more importantly, they really want to see in person if they can. So if they come see you in person, that means they're really interested in you.
Yeah, that's something the video highlights can never tell you. The body language, how are they on the sidelines, that kind of, they're taking notes on everything like that. So
everything, right.
Yeah, exactly. So coach, what is this now for year number at Billerica?
So this is my 10th year, 10th year at Billerica.
Wow, there you go. 10 years, that's a heck of a run. How about the coaching staff, year to year? I'm sure there's been some changes here and there. Life happens. People have the different jobs or what have you. But you feel like in those 10 years that there's been a decent core of guys that have been there the whole way?
Yeah. We've had some turnover, but not much. And, the core that's here right now is, for the last 4 years have been together. And, we have a tremendous defensive coordinator in Devin Lake, and Billy Waters is a tremendous quarterback coach and takes care of all of our special teams. And we just have, Chris Bullock in the offensive line. We have a good core of young guys that all aspire to be head coaches. And I think that's what you want as a head coach, is guys that want to aspire to be a head coach someday. And they all do. And, we're looking forward to them continuing to do the work they've done all year.
Yeah, great. Well, final question from my end. Let's talk about the captains. Who's running out, getting the coin tossed each week, and what do they bring?
Yeah, so Gus O'Gara, wide receiver, cornerback. He's as athletic as any, or as fast as anybody in the state. Josiah Candelario, number 44, wrestler, tough, hard-nosed kid. Started at outside backer for the first five games, and we put him at nose guard last week versus Methuen.
Wow.
Cole Dillon, getting recruited at the Division I level right now. Lehigh and schools like that. And, we're lucky to have him. And we have Tyler Bornstein, offensive defensive lineman, just an absolute force as a blocker and as a run stopper. And he moves well for his size. He's about 6'2", 6'3", 260. So he's a big boy. And we get six captains, and now I'm drawing blanks. But
wow.
Mike Murnane just came back. Was his first game of the season last week. He's another kid that's getting recruited at a high level, and he can play any position for us. Gentile's done such a great job at quarterback. We're going to keep Steven there, and Michael's going to show up and maybe every other spot except in the offensive line. So
yeah,
he's dynamic. He's strong. He's fast. He just does everything that we ask of him. And we're so excited that he's back. And then the last guy, I'm absolutely drawing a blank right now because I don't have everything in front of me here, but I do it by how I fill out the sheets. Yeah, and number five, Aiden Gibbons, you know, started at free safety when Mike was out. Then we moved him to outside linebacker where Josiah was playing, so Josiah could go to the nose, and he played great last week. A lot of pressures on their quarterback, make him get rid of the ball quicker than he wanted to. And he's a tough, hard-nosed kid, unbelievable lacrosse player. So we're lucky to have the athletes and those six leaders as captains because they get it, and they're great with the younger kids. And, you know, they certainly do their job as a captain as well as a player during the game.
Yeah, and I'm sure they're outnumbering the other sidelines whenever they go to get the coin toss too.
Yeah, it's usually six to four. A couple times it's been 6-6, but usually six to four.
Okay. So yeah. four is the trending number. Okay.
Four seems to be the trend, yeah.
Yeah. All right, Bill Ricker, football coach Dwayne Sigsbury. The team is hosting North Andover Friday night, 7:00, and then they're on the road at Andover for the final regular season game. It's crazy. October will be done by then. We'll be talking postseason. So, Coach, best of luck with the team. Appreciate you coming on the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk.
Thank you so much, Dom. I appreciate it.
All right, have a good one.
You too, pal.
Thanks.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're planning on remodeling your kitchen or just thinking about it, may I suggest that you visit our kitchen cabinet showroom in downtown Beverly. There you will find some 25 kitchens on display, just as they might look in your own home. And you can also talk with our kitchen cabinet sales team, who really do know what they are talking about. That's at Moynihan Lumber, 82 River Street, in downtown Beverly.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Looking for the best place on the North Shore to gather with friends after work, on the weekend, or catch a game? Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. Enjoy daily specials, mouth-watering appetizers, and delicious entrees. There is something for everyone at the Sylvan Street Grill. Come check out the newly expanded bar in Peabody with 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
All right, back at it with our Sylvan Street Grill Merrimack Valley football report. It is brought to you by the Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. Have it down on the North Shore, jump into Peabody spot or Salisbury, a little closer to the Merrimack Valley up there. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill. Lord knows I've done plenty of those three things at that fine establishment. Peabody was my go-to, FYI. All right, let's break it down. What's going on? MIAA football ranking Division One. Methuen is your top team. They made the semifinals of Division One last year, and they're 4-2 after a loss to Bill Ricker that we talked to Dwayne Sigsbury about in the show. 4-2, and they are home against Tewksbury this Friday night, and they're at Lowell the next Friday night. So tough one tonight for sure. Back-to-back weeks, but Rick at Tewksbury, that's typical for the Merrimack Valley Conference. Back-to-back strong, you know, tough opponents. What can you do? Andover, 5-1. They are the number 8th-ranked team in Division One, and they are home against Central Catholic, 7:00, and then home against Bill Ricker to finish things up. Doesn't get easy for the Andover, for sure. Central's right behind them, number 9. You know, that would be... That would be a great matchup if they met in the playoffs for sure. But they're meeting in the regular season. Andover's hosting that one, like we said. And then Central goes to Chelmsford after. Central's 2-4, but they're still number 9 in Division 1. Division 2, North Andover is number 8 in that division at 4-1. And they go to Billerica Friday at 7, and then they go to Tewksbury. So a huge last 2 weeks for North Andover. 4-1 at the moment. Couple spots ahead of Chelmsford, 1-5. But Merrimack Valley will do that. They'll put you in top rankings. Number 10 ranked team at 1-5. They're also alongside of Bridgewater Raynham, who's number 11 at 1-5. The only two teams in the top 16 with losing records. And finally, let's look at... let's go on to Billerica, because they are ripping it up in Division 3. Number 2 ranked team, right behind Milton, who's 5-1, and Billerica's 6-0. Milton made the Super Bowl last year and lost. Billerica 6-0 in Division 3. Great Sigsbury gave us the big scoop, home against North Andover, then on the road to Andover the following week. What else we got going? Anything in D4? Of course there is. Tewksbury, 5-1. Great year. Having another solid year. They are the number 3 ranked team in Division 4. And that does it for the top 16 Merrimack Valley-wise in that division. And finally, closing things out at number 5, Division 5, that is Shawsheen Tech out of Billerica, undefeated team. Only they and Hanover, the number 1 seed at the moment, are undefeated. Only teams left are undefeated in that conference. So expecting big things out of the Rams of Billerica. Well, thanks for, Shawsheen, thanks for joining us on the North Shore. Merrimack Valley Sports Desk. I have 2 shows. Why not tune into the North Shore as well if you want? Merrimack Valley Sports Desk here. Thanks to the Sylvan Street Grill and our other sponsors. We are here every week, baby. Thursday mornings is when we push out the show on MSO News Sports. .com, run by us. We're run by Kelly Media. All right, everybody, get out of here. We'll see you next week.